What About the Dinosaurs? This is part 2 of 8 by Paul Abramson, editor of www.creationism.org. It says in Genesis that before the flood, people could live for over 900 years. 900 years. Is there any scientific evidence to support that? Most people will say no. They'll say that sounds crazy. But one thing that's important in science is to separate the evidence from the interpretation. So sometimes the same evidence could be interpreted in more than one way. So looking at, say, humans and how humans grow, when, say, an adult human, say, is 40 years old, they're not taller than when they're 30 years old, right? So someone lived, say, theoretically to 120, or let's say they could live, say, to 400 years old, they wouldn't grow bigger, right? Because that's the way humans are, okay? We stop growing once we reach adulthood. But some creatures, some animals, keep growing their entire lives. As long as they live, as long as there's food to eat, for the longer that they live, the bigger they're going to grow. So if we look in the fossil record, do we see any evidence of creatures that grew to be, say, 60 feet long or tall, or 80 feet long, 100, 120, 150 feet long? I look at this evidence and say perhaps one possible interpretation of this is that perhaps these animals lived a lot longer. Now, I understand that an ardent evolutionist will say, oh, no, that's impossible. You can't interpret the data that way. It was millions and millions of years ago. But, you know, there's other parts of this theory in creation science. We know that this word dinosaur is actually a very new word. The word dinosaur was invented in the 1840s to try and explain all these bones that they were finding in Europe and then later in other parts of the world, in North America, in China, and other places. They were finding these bones and calling them dinosaurs. But, you know, there are legends of dragons all around the world. We have legends of these dragons in China and other Asian cultures, in Thailand and Vietnam, other places. In Europe, all over Europe, the Russians, Germanic peoples, Anglo-Saxon, the Romans, lots of people have in their own native traditions that they recalled from their ancestors, legends of dragons. Africa, many places in Africa, North, South, Central America, legends of dragons. Were all of our ancestors crazy, or were they recording a type of creature which maybe became extinct over time before the modern era, but which they did see? And so I would contend scientifically and logically that we could look at this evidence and say, well, perhaps, okay, if we looked at, say, the Bible being a one record of our ancient past, we see that people lived for over 900 years before the flood. There was a great flood about 5,000 years ago. And again, I know that to ardent evolutionists this sounds laughable, but this is a scientific theory. And it has good historical bases, and I would contend in the fossil record we have very good historical evidence for this, a very good evidence supporting creation theory. And then after the flood, it appears that the world was a lot cooler, and we had deserts growing. We have deserts growing even down till today, a very different hydrologic cycle in the world. And the world's a very different place. So we're going to deal in this next section. We're going to talk about radioactive dating methods and discuss what works and what does not work. And if there are some other dating methods that have nothing to do with radioactivity that show that the Earth potentially could be much younger. But when we're talking about dinosaurs, many people say, well, creationists, what do you do about the dinosaurs? Very simple. We talk about what is the evidence. The evidence is we have these dead creatures all over the world. And some of them grew to be very, very big, which potentially could indicate that they lived for a very long time. That matches the Bible's record, that humans lived much longer before the flood. The time before the flood, according to the Bible's record, is about 1,600 years. There are other legends around the world. There are actually over 200 different flood legends that have been preserved on all the continents that people have remembered that there really was a great flood and that all of our ancestors came from that flood. And many of those legends show that only 1, 3, or 8 people survived that flood. And now, scientists have invented all kinds of different legends and beliefs about these dinosaurs, actually, in our modern scientific beliefs. And you can see this, say, on the different PBS or Discovery Channel shows showing how the dinosaurs were interacted and things like this. Again, I would say, take a step back. What is the evidence? Separate the evidence from the interpretation. This is not only for dinosaur fossils or for dragon fossils. This is for all kinds of fossils. Just think about this scientifically for just a minute. If we had in front of us the skeleton of a wolf, and you didn't know anything about this creature, and you had the skeleton for a Labrador Retriever, and that's all you had, and you'd never seen these creatures alive before, how much would you know about each of these animals? Which one is, quote-unquote, man's best friend? Which one is a predator that you better watch out for? I mean, the wolf and the dog skeleton, this Labrador Retriever, would look about the same, right? You can't tell what's going on in its mind. You don't know what its diet is, right? You know almost nothing about this animal, right? If you look at a panda bear's teeth, but a panda bear is a vegetarian, but it has very sharp teeth. So does a camel, also a vegetarian. They've contrived all different kinds of things about these dinosaurs, which I would contend, as a scientifically thinking person, has absolutely nothing to do with science. If we had only the skeleton for a kangaroo, what would we know about the kangaroo? Would we know it has a pouch? Would we know it can hop? Would we know it can box? We'd know nothing about this animal, almost nothing. We'd know very, very little about its temperament. We wouldn't know if it was a vicious creature. So when we're talking about the dinosaurs, please separate the evidence from the interpretation. What is the science?